You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of Mission Matters. My name is Adam Torres, and if you'd like to apply to be a guest on the show, just head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to Apply. All right, so today I have Tom Finn on the line, and he's founder and CEO of Leg Up, and he's also a host of the Talent Empowerment Podcast. Tom, welcome to the show.
Adam, thanks so much for having me.
All right, Tom. So for my longtime audience, they know that I love having podcasters on here, and I love really spreading other great content out there. And I'm excited to get into what you're doing over at Talent Empowerment Podcast. And then, of course, the future of employee benefits. We'll be talking about what you and your team at LegUp are doing regarding talent insurance. But before we do that, let's start this episode the way to start them all with our Mission Matters Minute. So, Tom, we at Mission Matters, we amplify stories for entrepreneurs, executives, and experts. That's our mission. Tom, what mission matters to you?
Well, at Leg Up, we are moving from a work culture of top-down talent management to talent empowerment. Our mission is to help people feel heard, to help them find purpose in their work, to help them feel empowered to take hold of their professional and their personal lives. And really, it all starts with a different view of the world and understanding that every employee deserves to be supported in a modern and thoughtful way to grow professionally, to create ongoing skill development, to be a part of an inclusive environment at any organization that they work for, to be provided on-demand support. And certainly all of that has to be personalized down to the individual employee. So our product, Talent Insurance, does all of that for our members and our customers that work with LegUp.
It's amazing. And love bringing mission-based entrepreneurs and executives on the line to really just share why they do what they do, like what gets them motivated to go out there into the marketplace and to really make a difference. So awesome to have you on. Before Leg Up and just in general, like, how did you get started, like, as an entrepreneur? Like, how did you get on this path?
Well, I started, like many folks do, moving into corporate roles in small and medium-sized companies, large companies. And I came with a realization that I wanted to learn in these large organizations, and my background is in insurance and working for health carriers in the U.S. And I just wasn't fulfilled. I had realized that I wasn't getting the support that I needed. I was part of a large, slow-moving organization and didn't fit my core values as a person. It didn't fit what I was really looking to do in making an impact in the world. So I took that leap of faith, like so many entrepreneurs do, and took a long look in the mirror and decided that it was time for me to start something that could really impact more people's lives and lift people up in their career journey. And that's ultimately when I left and started Leg Up.
Awesome. And, Leg Up's been around, you know, over 4 years at least. So I'm sure the planning just took much longer than that, but at least 4 years as of this recording in 2022, January 2022. So that being said, obviously we all learn as entrepreneurs, myself, everybody else listening that's ever started a business or wanted to start one, like the ups, the downs, sideways, everything in between. If you could go back to that Tom that was just kind of getting started in the beginning, like, what are some of the things you would tell him now, you know, with obviously the benefit of hindsight on your side?
Well, I think let's always start with the positive. I think the positive is I would go back and say, do what you did and just get started. I think that's the first inherent confidence that you need to really push forward. And so getting started is really the first step. But I think I would go back and tell myself to relax a little bit, that it's going to be okay. when you start out, you tend to have a little bit of anxiety around your timing and your runway, right? And we're all sitting there sort of looking at the calendar saying, okay, I've got 12 months left. I've got 11 months left. I've got 10. And you're sort of doing the countdown clock in your head and you're thinking, am I going to make it? I think at this point, I had that countdown clock 5 times. And whether it was a big customer that we added to the business, that supported our growth or, a round of funding, you know, all of those things happened at opportune times to continue to grow the business and extend the runway. So there's always that, that little bit of fear when you start, but if you can just take that first step, really do your homework and understand what your runway looks like, and then ultimately, be the brand ambassador for your organization, good things will happen.
So I'm a fan of all the techs, FinTech, MarTech. You put a tech on the back of something and I'm in. So yeah, I believe you fall in the InsurTech category. How did you come up with LegUp? Like, tell us the concept.
Yeah, the concept is very straightforward in that employees have on-demand everything at our fingertips, right? We can order food. We can get a flight for a vacation. We can do everything right now. But the one thing that supports all of that fun in our life is our job. And there was nowhere for me to turn to get supported in my career other than my boss, who have been great people over my career, but they're always very busy and are managing multiple projects just like any other leader in a company. And so we decided to create a coaching platform that takes executive coaches that were once only for those that could afford them. We put them into a network and we started using productivity and well-being science to measure human behavior and then match people to executive coaches that match their own style in terms of learning and behaviors. So all of that happens in our technology platform, but that's not really the insurance part. The insurance part is more of a funding mechanism. So professional development or executive coaching can be very expensive. It can be upwards of $2,000 a month. So most traditional employees are going to have a hard time reaching that price point. So what we did is we democratized coaching by bringing the price point down, and we insure it. So you don't have to cover all of your employees with executive coaching today. You might cover just your top 5 people in your company. But that creates a real void in terms of inclusivity and in terms of offering a benefit to everybody. So what we did is said, well, can't we just create an insurance pricing model and just if you have 200 employees, you can cover all 200, but then ultimately you don't pay for all 200 because we insure it. So that's really the brilliance behind LegUp's talent insurance is taking a once very expensive, very exclusive benefit provided to top executives and distributing it throughout an entire organization, whether you have 200 employees or 100,000 employees, we have an offering that supports both.
Wow, what an amazing story and what an amazing just idea when you think about like retaining employees and when you think about benefit packages and when you think about like what's different one company versus another, all these things matter. And when you think about, you know, a company saying something like career development, like we believe in that, like we have this, we have that, like this becomes a very tangible benefit and feature for the workforce.
Well, it sure does. And I think, you know, a lot of people think, gosh, you know, I've already got a lot of things in place for my employees. You know, I've got an EAP, which is an employee assistance program. I've got a learning management system. I'm doing group trainings. I put my employees through compliance. And that's fine. That's what we call talent management. Those are the days of sort of workplace hierarchies and top down, you know, pound the table management styles. Those days are behind us. Nobody's looking forward to group trainings and compliance and, you know, learning management systems where we're clicking through a badly made video to learn something. That's not what today's generation of workers is looking for. They're looking for, in contrast to that, a real opportunity to be empowered in their job, to be given the freedom to make decisions, to grow, to build their skills and their network within the company. And then ultimately, they want to see an inclusive environment that lifts others up from all backgrounds around their business. So there is a shift happening for those thought leaders in HR from talent management to that empowerment piece, which is so important.
What kind of response have you gotten from this? Like, how's the market taking this? Like, the companies?
We get individuals in leadership that fall into two buckets. Hmm. We get the first bucket, I would say about 60% of HR leaders and CHROs and talent development leaders say, my gosh, this is amazing. I get people analytics. I can see all the tools and the resources. This is amazing for my people. And this is so new and different. I can't wait to put it in. And that's the first response. And obviously, we love that response. And then there's another group. And this group has a few more challenges. Maybe they're not early adopters to technology or new ideas, but they're stuck thinking that an EAP or pet insurance is going to retain an employee. And they're stuck thinking that, well, you know what, I've got LinkedIn Live and I've got 100 seats and I give that to my employees when they want it, and that's going to retain somebody. And it's not. So we have to work on those folks, and we have to continually educate them to bring them around to understanding that what we put in place in 1940, which is an EAP, right? 1940s is when EAP started to control alcohol abuse in the workplace. And they evolved since then, but they haven't evolved that much, and their utilization is somewhere between 1 and 3%. So what that means is, between 1 and 3% of an employee population is even making a phone call and utilizing this benefit. And the funny thing is, you'll hear it again, I said making a phone call. EAPs, for the most part, are still phone call based. How many people are making phone calls on a daily basis unless it's, to mom and dad, right? So I think what we've done is we've just realized that over time, things like EAPs are just dying out, and the services are not necessary anymore. So how do we take some of these components that we thought were providing a valuable service to our employees? How do we change it into something that really is? And I think talent insurance is that new model that we're seeing over 40% utilization from our clients. So a client comes to us and 40% of their population are jumping in to start their program with us.
Yeah, that's huge in terms of adoption. And speaking of adoption, I mean, tell me about the user experience, maybe from two different sides. Maybe start from the employee side of actually using it, like the user experience there, and then maybe let's tackle that same question from the other side of things, from the enterprise or the business actually like implementing it for their employees.
Yeah, great question, Adam. So let's start with the employee. So an employee would log into our Legat platform after they have been given this product by their enterprise. So they log in, they get started, they will take an assessment that measures how productive they are at work. We'll measure six areas of productivity for the employee. We'll measure six areas of well-being in terms of their physical and emotional health as well. So we want to set a baseline and really understand where the employee is right now. Then we'll take the employee and we'll measure their learning style, and we'll understand how they learn, how they think. That's really important. Because next step is we're going to take a network of what is 20,000 coaches around the world that speak all languages, that are all over the place, but they understand our programming, our behavioral science, our productivity and well-being metrics, and they will get connected to our members as they go through the process. At that point, an employee typically has 6 or 12 annual sessions. So they will have 6 or 12 meetings that are 50 minutes long with their executive coach or their partner in crime, and start to really unpack what it is that their needs are at work and at home, which has a lot of great benefits in productivity and well-being. I'll give you a couple. So we see a 54% improvement in productivity in leading and empowering others. We see a 39% improvement in building trust. We see a 73% improvement in emotional health. So these are all things that create better and broader communication within an enterprise and create more highly functioning teams within your company. It also creates a sense of personal accountability and allows people to feel empowered at their company and ultimately stay.
It's awesome. I mean, what a great thing. And I mean, one of those big numbers you said, like 40% adoption rate versus the old antiquated phone call system of, 1% maybe adoption, or, that's night and day, like what you're doing, how you're implementing it, and just the adoption rate. That's a big deal. So I want to switch focus slightly here for a moment. So I got to hear about this podcast. So Talent Empowerment Podcast, love bringing new podcasts to my audience. So tell us about the concept.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. So the Talent Empowerment Podcast is very much an opportunity to lift up those that are in HR and talent people positions around the world. The idea is that those folks spend so much time, the good ones, they spend so much time thinking about how to support their people, how to support their managers, how to create new programs, how to really think holistically about DEI and how to make sure that they're creating the right culture in their company. And they do such a brilliant job. And we thought, well, why wouldn't we put these great leaders on a pedestal and create a discussion forum and a podcast around lifting others up? And so my intention is to lift up those that are lifting up the employees of their company and give them a spotlight and a moment to really share their story and share the innovation that is coming out of this leadership group.
That's great. I mean, it's a great concept. It's a great way to give back and use your platform to lift others up. It's a wonderful story. So, Tom, I'll just say it's been really great having you on the show. If somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about Leg Up, or they want to learn more kind of about the podcast and the journey, I mean, what's the best way for people to connect overall?
Yeah, I think there's a couple of websites you can go to. You can go to www.legup, that's LEGGUP.com, and check us out. You can connect with Tom Finn Leg Up on LinkedIn if you'd like to connect with me personally. Or if you'd like to check out the Talent Empowerment Podcast, you're welcome to do so at talentempowerment.com. And so that's an easy way to make a connection as well.
Awesome. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If this is your first time with Mission Matters, just to let you know, we're a platform that's all about bringing on mission-based entrepreneurs and executives and having them share why they do what they do, what their mission is, and how they're adding value to the marketplace. If that is the type of content you're into, we definitely welcome you to hit that subscribe button, because we have many more mission-based individuals coming up, and we don't want you to miss a thing. And Tom, it's been a lot of fun getting to know more about yourself, your background, Leg Up, your podcast. Let me repeat to my audience, go check that out, Talent Empowerment Podcast. Definitely subscribe to that. And Tom, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been fun.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.